News and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Tuesday night football. I think we have decided at the station this is the first ever football game we've done on a Tuesday night, and we're glad to be here. We're live in Bainbridge as it's the BG Bobcats taking on the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. And I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And, well, my color commentator tonight doing me a big favor is Ed Curley, of course, a BG grad. Ed, really glad to have you along here for the Bobcats and the Yellow Jackets tonight.
Well, it'll be an interesting night, Nate, just to see. It's been 30 years. You're still in diapers the last time I called a football game, so we'll get some of the rust off, we'll get going, and we'll have a good night.
Now, Ed, being a BG grad, you wouldn't have played on this field, correct? You would have played on the other field back in your football days?
You're giving away my age, but that's exactly correct. Our old field was up behind the high school over there on Julian Street, and this field was put in a few years after I graduated.
I think this field might have been in the early 2000s, is my recollection, 2000-2001 season. Really nice facility. This is the first game of the season that I'm seeing on real grass. Every other game we've seen has been on turf, and the field looks really, really good here tonight. Actually seeing some green grass and no snow is a nice thing right now.
You know, we've seen over the years, especially in the fall after we've had a rainstorm, some of the fields were just nasty. Sydney, for one, years ago before the turf came in, the field up there, it wouldn't drain. It was just a big old mud pit, and both my boys played there, so I've got pictures of them playing, and there are times when they have white jerseys on, you can't even tell the number. So it's kind of refreshing to be here in the end of March, which is kind of the mud season around here. So to be here in March, and I don't see a puddle, I don't see anything on this field, this field is in really, really good shape.
What's amazing is I went down pregame to talk to coaches, and if you go just beyond the end zone, kind of where over the long jump pit is for the track, it is soggy over there. But with the sand-based drainage system underneath the grass field, you walk 10 feet onto the field, and it's perfect. So really just goes to show how good of a field this is here. And I knew going into the season, grass-wise, if we were going to see any games on natural grass, it would be here in Bainbridge. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Ed Curley and Nate Lull with you tonight. We're going to take a pause. When we come back, we'll get you set for the Bobcats and the Yellow Jackets Tuesday night football here on CDO.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at shandello.org.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's Tuesday Night Football here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Just want to remind you that if you're listening online here tonight, it's all courtesy of SFCU. We also have our game audio archive. We record all these games. You can go back and listen free of charge. It's a free download. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. And it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area. Lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Of course, it's Nate Lull and Ed Curley with you here tonight on WCDO. And Ed, I'm curious on your take on this. This will be BG's first game of the year. Obviously, they have not played football in quite a long time here in terms of a real game. If you were coaching in a situation like this and your guys got to have all these nerves, it's been so long since you've had that first real hit, that first contact. What do you think your advice to them would be as they go into this situation here tonight?
Well, it's been, what, a year and a half since they put the pads on, really. So we should be playing good, solid, fundamental football. Think about our footwork. Think about where our hands should be. Think about ball control. Think about the very first, when I coached a lot of Pee Wee football, and one of the first things that we told them was, when this game starts, the most important hit of the game is the very first hit, because it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the game. So if you go across the line and you can control the man across the line of scrimmage from you, it tends to make your day a little bit easier. So we're going to go out and we're going to work on our feet. We're going to work on our hands. We're going to get them in the right spot. And we're going to make good, solid contact, do our job. Don't worry about, is my neighbor doing his job correctly? I know what my job is. I know I've got to step with my left foot and block to the right or throw a pass or catch the pass or do a down and out or whatever my job happens to be. I need to make sure that I'm doing my job and not worried about trying to do my job and someone else's.
Now, normally we could look back and say these two teams meet every year, and this is how the rivalry traditionally goes. These two teams normally do not play each other. I think that's one of the fun things about this kind of shortened COVID season that we're having. So it's been a long time since BG and Oneonta have gotten together. Oneonta won their opening game. They had a 21-0 victory over Walton, but they have not played a game since. BG had their first game canceled against Harpersville Afton, so Oneonta comes in 1-0, and of course Bainbridge playing their first game of the season here tonight. I'll be interested to see if Oneonta having that one game under their belt will help them at all. We did Sydney and Harpersville Afton last weekend. Sydney had played a game, Harpersville Afton hadn't, and it seems like Harpersville Afton had the edge in that game. So I'm kind of throwing some of that logic out the window, but I will be interested to see here tonight again if Oneonta having a game under their belts will help them or not here tonight. So we're going to take one more quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We will pause for the national anthem. When we come back, it'll be the Oneonta Yellow Jackets and the BG Bobcats Tuesday Night Football. Thanks for joining us here, of course, on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the kickoff here between BG and Oneonta on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works, our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Mason. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull just jumping in for a quick second here while they do starting lineups, and we will be pausing for the national anthem in just a minute. Just want to remind you that both these teams will be back in action this weekend, playing once again. Oneonta will be hosting Delhi. That game will be at 1:30 on Saturday. So, again, that game is on the turf at Oneonta. BG will be right back here at home hosting Norwich at 1:30, again, here on Saturday. That'll be on Saturday afternoon, 1:30 here, Norwich and BG. And Delhi will be at Oneonta at 1:30 on Saturday. So a quick turnaround for both of these teams, and we'll see how things go here tonight. In this shortened season, you really don't have a choice. You have to get these games in when you can. We're going to be pausing once again here as they finish up tonight's starting lineups, and we'll have the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have Tuesday night football. It's the BG Bobcats and the Oneonta Yellow Jackets right here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It's Nate Lull and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Both teams have gotten through the starting lineups. We've had our national anthem, and both teams are out for the coin toss here. BG is in the navy blue tops here tonight, the navy blue helmets with the gray pants. Has a gray stripe down the side as well. Says BG in gray lettering across the side of the helmet. Oneonta is in the white tops tonight, and the royal blue pants, the gold helmet as well, says OHS across the side in the blue lettering there, as both teams finish up the coin toss here tonight. And boy, Ed and I were talking about it earlier, but this field is in beautiful condition. It's a beautiful day, and we are set to go here between the Bobcats and the Yellow Jackets. It seems like the last couple of days we've either had very, very cold, windy weather or a beautiful day like this. So it is great to be out here for some Tuesday night football. And a reminder that we'll be back on Thursday as Sydney is hosting Walton. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And we'll be having that one for you here on WCDO as well. So some midweek football this week here on the high school schedule. So both teams set to go. Ed, well, I guess you have been watching some high school football the last few years as your son is helping out with the Walton program, right? I was going to ask how long it's been since you've seen a game.
I've seen a few over the last several years, not as many as perhaps I should have or would have liked to have seen, especially without any kids playing. If it's below 50 degrees, like, Lazy Boy's a little more comfortable. So, I've seen a few, but not a whole lot.
So we are excited for kickoff here tonight. Great senior ceremony as well, as a lot of teams this year have opted at their first home game to do the senior recognition, and just in case anything happens and they only get that one game, they will have had the senior recognition. So that was very nice for everybody here at BG tonight as well. BG will be doing the kickoff duties, and Oneonta will be receiving. The Yellow Jackets will be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Again, they're in the white tops here tonight, the gold helmets, and the royal blue pants. And BG is in the navy blue tops, the navy blue helmet, and the gray pants here tonight as well. So BG will be doing the kickoff duties, and this will be Parker Finch who will be kicking it off for the BG Bobcats. So we are set to go. And Oneonta is back deep to receive. This will be a little squib kick, which is fielded by Oneonta right at about the 37-yard line. A line drive, and Dalton Wells caught that one right in the breadbasket.
It's so hard when you're a high school football player to try to kick the ball deep. And so some of these high school coaches intentionally will do a squib kick for 10, 15, 20, 30 yards just so that the ball doesn't go out of bounds, number one. And number two, it reduces the chance of a long run back.
So here is Oneonta starting at about their own 37-yard line with the senior quarterback Jared Card under center, and he's going to hand off. It'll be a sweep to the right side across the 40 to the 45. Oneonta with some running room into BG territory and out of bounds at about the 35 for Ardell Wellman. A nice pickup there for the Jackets.
So when I watch a football game, I like to watch the linemen. I like to watch and see what they do because they're so underrated. Because we always talk about, or we always hear about, well, the skilled positions this, skilled positions that. But the linemen are so important, and I'll talk about that a little bit more here in a second.
So the Jackets are into BG territory. They have a man in motion from right to left, and they'll sweep it again, this time to the left side, turning the corner to the 35-30, down to the 25-20, a stiff arm to the 15, and pushed out of bounds at about the 12-yard line here for Josh Naziza, and another good pickup for Oneonta.
And so here's a great example. I don't know who the tight end was on the left-hand side, but he came down and sealed that left side of that line so the running back could round the corner, and I don't know what that was, 20-yard gain
or
something like that. So it's because of good line block that he was able to do that.
The Jackets moving the ball well on this first possession. They'll go back to the right side here with Wellman again. He'll cut to the edges at the 10, down to the 5 before he is pushed out of bounds. So we're just 30 seconds into this game, and Oneonta has got down to about the BG 5-yard line here, and they're knocking on the door early.
And Wellman's limping back to the huddle. So we're 3 plays into this game. In fact, he's limping right off the field. So we're 3 plays into this game. We did sweep right, sweep left, sweep right. What's next?
Yeah, looks like we'll see what happens here on this play. As waiting for the snap is the quarterback Card, and he'll hold on. No, he'll hand it off, and it'll be a run up the gut here by Mateo Goodhue. He stopped short at about the 3-yard line here. With 11:15 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless between BG and Oneonta.
So we try to get them to go outside. We try to get them to go right. We try to get them to go left. And now that BG is playing to go outside, let's run one up the middle just to keep them honest.
Again, in the shotgun here is the senior QB, Jared Card, waiting for the snap now on a second down. He'll look to hold it off, but the BG defense crashing through. A very nice job there by Garrett Ives getting to the rusher and bringing him down in the backfield. I think Parker Finch was there as well.
So we had a blitzing linebacker come right through that A-gap. You know, years ago, we used to call them zero-hole, one-hole, two-hole, three-hole. Now they're A-gaps, B-gaps, C-gaps. Blitzing linebacker, middle linebacker, right through that A-gap, caught him from behind and brought him down.
Here's a third down and goal to go. It's about a third and 5 now for the Yellow Jackets, knocking on the door. Looks like they want to pass. They're going to go to the left side. It's a catch, but I do believe he is short of the line here, right down at about the 1-yard line. The catch was made by Dalton Wells, but BG holding strong, and now Wells is limping off the field for OHS. 10-10 to go in the first quarter. We are tied 0-0, and we're going to have an injury timeout here as Dalton Wells having a little trouble getting off the field. So two early injuries here for the Jackets.
And so that could be simply because we're so early in the season. We're not really in shape yet. We're going out there and we're sprinting. We don't have our legs underneath us yet. We don't have all of our strength. So it's kind of early in the season to be going this hard. But, you know, when we're 16, 17 years old, you know, that's what we do.
Well, we have seen some early season injuries, and that was one of the concerns having a shortened season like this. But, you know, when your season ends about 3 weeks from now, I guess you have no other choice. As now, a big choice coming up here, Oneyata with a fourth down right on the BG goal line. We'll see what they dial up here. Ed is looking to get on the board. The BG defense has been holding strong right down here on the goal line so far.
So those sweeps to the outside, obviously sweeps go to the outside, but those sweeps, of the three that they ran, worked very well. The two counters, not so well.
Here's the fourth down. Quarterback under center is Card. Will he just try to sneak it? He's going to try to push it forward. Bounces to the outside. BG is going to hold a goal line stand here by the Bobcats. And leading the charge there was Gavin Gifford coming through to bring him down.
So the inside line, defensive line of the Bobcats, seems to be the strength of their defense. When Oneyata tried to run up the middle three times, they tried to run up the middle. Three times they got stuffed. Three times they ran to the outside. Three times they got big yardage.
Dan Warner was in on that push as well there for BG. So with 9:57 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless between Oneyata and BG. And now the Bobcats will start on their pretty much own 2-yard line here. They're going to have to be careful with their backs to their own end zone as they are now going right to left. 9:57 to go first quarter, waiting for the snap. They're going to hand it off and getting some running room to the outside for the Bobcats. Pushing forward out to about the 5-yard line. Looked like Michael Stevens on the carry up the left wing side.
So the sweep worked well for the Yellow Jackets. Let's try it for the BG Bobcats as well. Picked up 5 yards. The goal is always to get at least 3, if not 4 yards. So 5 yards, and we have another injured player. But 5 yards, if we do that every single play, we'll be at the other end of the field in no time.
Josh Naziza is down on the play for Oneyata. He was one of those running backs for OHS that did so well on one of those sweeps. So we're going to take a quick 30-second break here with 9:24 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Oneyata. We'll be right back. Tuesday Night Football here on WCDO.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otego.
988-9264. Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout for BG, a handoff to Garrett Ives from sophomore QB Ethan Beams. Good for about 2 yards, so this is going to bring up a third down and about 4 to go. And again, BG is just past their own 5-yard line, out to about the 7, so still working with some limited real estate. It's Nate Mullen, Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 8:40 to go in the first quarter, Tuesday Night Football, and we are scoreless between BG and Oneyata. We're in Bainbridge here tonight. So on third down, a little pitch to the outside and nothing doing. Good job by that Yellow Jackets defense. Crashing through there was big number 74, Cole Platt, to bring down the BG running back.
We can tell that we're still very early in the season. Both offensive and defensive lines seem to be pretty slow getting off the ball. You know, this is something that you would expect this early in the season. But by the time we come around to their mid-season, we might be mid-season now.
Right.
You would expect to see them a little bit quicker off the ball.
So this is going to be a fourth down, and BG's going to have to punt this one away. They're standing in their own end zone and hope hoping to get off a good kick here, and they do, way up into the night sky. And OHS is going to have to chase this one back. Hits it about the 45 and then bounces to the 43, where it is down to there by Trent Thornton. Really good punt there for BG when they were pinned against their own end line there. And I believe doing the punting duty was Michael Stevens. Good job.
That was an amazing punt. The hang time, you know, certainly not NFL worthy, but it was still pretty good. I bet it was 3.5, maybe 4 second hang time. That's a pretty good punt, 35-yard punt for a high school student. Give him kudos for that.
7:50 to go in the first quarter. We are still scoreless between Oneonta and BG, and this will be the second possession for the Yellow Jackets tonight. They had a good drive on the first possession of the game, but it stalled out right on the goal line. So now they'll have their second try of the night here with, again, 7:50 to go in the first quarter in a scoreless game. So a low snap here, and Oneonta's just going to have to fall on it. They're going to lose about 6 yards. As the quarterback, Jared Carr, just has to cover that one up.
So we have the BG Bobcats running in a 4-4-4, down linemen, four linebackers. Two of them are shading the outside shoulders of the tight ends, and the other two, of course, are in the middle. So this is a good way to stop a run defense right up the middle. We've got 8 guys essentially inside that box.
7:20 to go, first quarter, still scoreless. This is going to be about a second down and 15 to go here for the Yellow Jackets. They're right at midfield as they go left to right, waiting for the snap, and it's going to be a QB keeper, and nothing doing. That BG defense breaking through the line there was Michael Stevens wrapping up that Yellow Jacket ball carrier.
That was very slow in developing. The BG Bobcats got in the backfield in a big hurry, and the Oneonta Yellow Jackets could not get rid of the ball before they were overtaken.
So a third and long coming up here. This is about a third down and about 20 to go here, I would say, for the Yellow Jackets right at midfield. Again, going left to right. They're going to throw over the middle, and this one is knocked down. Good defense here by BG. Trevor Ross skying up there from his defensive position to knock it down.
Bobcats on defense pretty much have an all-out blitz coming on third and long, as they should have. So now they're bringing up a fourth down punting situation for Oneonta.
6:40 to go in the first quarter as both teams' defenses are holding up nicely on this beautiful spring night here for some spring football in Bainbridge. And this will be Oneonta punting this one away. And doing the punting duties is one of our injured players from a little bit earlier, Josh Naziza. And he gets off a decent punt. It's going to roll down to about the BG 20-yard line. So the Bobcats are going to have another chance for their second opportunity on offense with 6.5 to go in the first and a scoreless game.
So about a 32-yard punt, not quite the hang time as the previous punt from BG, but still a 32 yards for a high school player who probably only punts on game day is not a bad punt.
Well, I will say we did a game on Saturday where Unitigo did not punt at all. They just always went for it on fourth down. You do see a lot of that. And then last Friday when we did Sydney and Harpersville Afton, if you remember how windy it was up on the hill there, Ed, those punts were really going nowhere. So here is BG, and they'll have a little QB keeper here for Ethan Beams on first down, and he's going to push the pile forward for a good gain up the middle of about, I would say, 6 yards.
So as I said earlier, I like to watch the offensive and defensive linemen, particularly the offensive linemen. And right there they did a little cross block, and they were able to open up a little bit of a hole. Big enough hole anyway to get almost the first down. It's like, second and one, so gain of 9 on that play. So pretty good blocking. Always look to, like I said, watch their feet, watch their hand position. Are they in the right spot? Most importantly, where are their feet?
Yeah, nice run by Beams. He got more than I thought, as he did pick up about 9. 5:45 to go in the first, and this is the quarterback, Ethan Beams, barking out the signals. He'll look to hand it off as BG tries to pick up the first down. Going to be very close, as pushing the pile forward, I believe, over the 30-yard line was Garrett Ives, the ball handler. That should be good for the first down. They're going to move the chain.
So that's a great example of where let's not give up. Let's keep driving the leg, drive. And Garrett Ives isn't that big of a young man. So for him to push that pile pretty much all by himself, he had a few offensive linemen in front of him, but for him to push that pile 2 yards or so to get that first down, that says a lot for him.
5:20 to go in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. We are scoreless between BG and Oneonta. some Tuesday night high school football this week on WCDO. We'll also have a game on Thursday. Here's BG on a 1st and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Beams is going to tuck it and run as the pocket started to collapse on him. Got to the outside, maybe a gain of one before the Jackets bring him down in front of their own bench on the right wing side.
Good coverage by Oneana. I was looking downfield as he was rolling out to his right, and there was really no one open. And so it was pretty good coverage. Oneana good coverage in the backfield there, and no place to throw the ball.
Clock is moving. We're down to 4:40 to go in the first quarter as the sun continues to set here in Bainbridge on a great night for some high school football. Play comes in from the sideline. We'll have about a 2nd and 9 as BG goes right to left. Again, they're in the navy blue tops and the navy blue helmets with the gray pants here tonight. Ball is out to about the 31-yard line. BG waiting for the snap here with 4:20 to go first quarter. They're going to look to sweep it to the left side for Michael Stevens. Broke the initial tackle, but then was brought down at about the 35-yard line. 3rd and about 6 to go here for BG.
Defensive end for Oneana did his job. Turned the play inside, but he couldn't make the tackle. The defensive back made the tackle 4 or 5 yards deep.
3:55 to go first quarter. Again, we're scoreless between the Bobcats and the Yellow Jackets. A big third down coming up here for the Bobcats. We'll see if they can convert. Going to have two wide receivers split out to the right and two to the left. BG maybe attempting a pass here. We'll see. No, going to be a tuck and running again for Beams. He's going to get a little window up the middle, and it's good for a first down out to the 45-yard line. He must have seen the hole there. He got through and moves the chains.
Coming up into the shotgun, taking the snap. Running directly through the A-gap, never a pass intended, never a thought of a pass. It was run all the way, so A-gap opened up, and he was gone.
3.5 to go, first quarter, still scoreless, but BG driving as they approach midfield. They're out to their own 44-yard line, again, going right to left. Nice to see some fans in the stands here tonight at BG as well. A little crowd noise always helps the guys out on the field. Here's the snap on first down, another QB keeper. This one to the right side, but this time Beams is swallowed up by the Yellow Jackets as breaking through the line there for Oneata would be Mateo Goodhue on the tackle.
The offensive line simply slid to the right, and the defensive line simply slid to the left, and they just followed them right down the line of scrimmage and stopped the ball carrier for no gain.
2:50 to go in the first quarter. This is a little bit of a change from some of the games we've had so far. As our first game we did this season was a 52-30 game, and then our game last Saturday was 50-30. So no score so far in this one. Definitely a little bit different here tonight with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. 2nd down and about 10 to go. BG trying to move forward. They'll throw to the outside. Pass is knocked down. Good job there by Beams just to get it off at the last minute. A little bit of a dangerous throw, and Oneata knocked it down.
Very dangerous throw. He was actually in the grasp of a defensive lineman at the time of the throw. The whistle had not blown yet, so he had every right to throw it. Not sure it was a great decision to throw it. There were two or three white jerseys in the neighborhood, but one of the white jerseys simply knocked it down instead of coming up with an interception.
2:25 to go first quarter. Again, still scoreless. Big third down here for BG near midfield as they are at their own 45-yard line waiting for the play to come in from the sideline. Coach Lorimer wants to take a timeout here for BG to talk things over. We're going to take a break as well. Scoreless between BG and Oneata here in Bainbridge tonight. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Just another reminder, if you want to go back and listen to any of these games, we do record them all, and we'll have them on WCDOsports.com. Just click on the Game Audio Archive tab, and everything we do from basketball, baseball, football, it's all there from the last couple of years, and it's a free download courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. So this is a big third down here at about 10 to go as BG is going right to left. They're nearing midfield. They're at their own 45, and they took this timeout with 2:18 to go in the first quarter in a scoreless ball game. So let's see what the Bobcats dial up here on this third down and 10 to go. Man in motion is Michael Stevens from right to left. We got a flag on the play and sacked in the backfield. Here is the quarterback, Ethan Beans, and Zoniana came streaking through. Jesse O'Donnell there on the tackle.
Coming in on the right side of the offensive setup, we had a back in motion. The back came, received the ball from the quarterback, took it to the left. Illegal procedure against the Bobcats. It'll be declined. It's now fourth down. And so, at any rate, the running back came over to the left, and the defensive back did not follow. That left him uncovered, and as Beams tried to roll out, and there was no one to block him.
So a fourth down coming up. PG had some good momentum on that drive, but it stalls out, and they're going to have to punt away here. Another good moving kick here for the Bobcats. Tony Otten is going to have to chase that back, and it takes a BG bounce all the way back to about the 10-yard line. Oniana's going to pick it up there and try to bring it out. Splitting a tackle. Jackets getting a little room to work with here out to the 30. Spinning to the 32. We do have a flag on the play, though. We'll see what that comes from. And on this return here for Oniana.
Chances are it's probably a block in the back of some type, but we also have another injured player for Oniana on the field. Another phenomenal punt, though. He punted that from, what, the 38 down to the 10. What's that, a 50-yard punt almost?
Yeah, it took a great BG bounce as well as it rolled along. We have another injury on the field, so we're going to take another timeout with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Again, scoreless between BG and Oneonta tonight. High school football on WCDO. Stay tuned.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And we are back with 1:50 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Oneonta and BG, live in Bainbridge tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Ed Curley here tonight. And this is Oneonta with the ball after that BG punt. And Oneonta going left to right is all the way back on their own, about the 10-yard line. And a handoff on first down goes nowhere. It's that big BG line breaking through Dan Warner, helping to bring down the ball carrier.
And we had a blitz on the Bobcats blitz on the Yellow Jackets right in the A gap, right where the ball carrier was going. No gain. In fact, probably a loss of one on the play.
Well, a minute 25 to go in this first quarter, as Oneonta now will have a second down and about 11 to go, waiting for the snap. They have two wide receivers split to the right, to the left. They have a man in motion. They're going to go back to that sweep, getting to the edge on the outside. The sweep working well again for OHS. A stiff arm out to about the 25-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down, and our ball carrier here is Aiden Brakey for the Yellow Jackets.
I don't want to say a touchdown-saving tackle, but a pretty good tackle by Adrian Hawkins. Without him, probably another 10, 15 yards, if not a touchdown.
Clock hits 1 minute to go in the first quarter. That is a first down picked up by Brakey. As Oneonta, we'll see if maybe they keep going back to that sweep. It worked very well on their first drive and works great there to pick up a first down. So OHS out to their own 25, again going left to right in this scoreless first quarter in Bainbridge tonight. Man in motion again, and they'll lose the ball, but holding on to it is Card, and he'll fall down to the turf. That one looked like he was going to hand it off on the sweep. It was hanging in midair. Actually, wow, it actually went to the turf. I think they're saying BG got it here.
I'm not exactly sure what happened there. He had the ball in his hand. The next thing I knew, it was about a foot or foot and a half out of his hands up in the air, and I don't know what that play was supposed to be. Maybe he just mishandled the ball, and that was supposed to be a sweep right.
You're right. It popped out of his hands. I thought it looked like he fell on it. But coming off the bottom of the pile is BG. So now with 36 seconds to go in the first quarter, this is going to be really good field position for the Bobcats. I don't know how they fell on that ball, but really good field position here for BG, and a costly mistake for OHS.
So let's see if the Bobcats can use that big interior offensive line and then, man, do exactly that, run right up the middle.
Here's Beams with a little spin move, and then his line is able to push him forward, and he's going to pick up about 8 or 9 yards with 20 seconds to go in this first quarter. I don't know if they'll get another playoff, but BG is knocking on the door now.
So it seems the strength of the BG, both offense and defensive line, their strength is the interior lineman, big, strong, and moving the pile.
We're going to take a break here, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. We're scoreless between BG and Oneonta, but after that OHS fumble, BG is knocking on the door, and we'll be back in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goal posts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi. Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for the start of the second quarter. It's Nate Lowell and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. So we're going to switch ends of the field. So now BG will be going left to right. And after that costly fumble recovery, BG has very good field position. That was Oneonta who fumbled. So this will be BG with the ball on about the 18-yard line. Is where they have it spotted, I believe, and it's going to be a second and short coming for the Bobcats.
As you said at the open, how strange is it to have a game on Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
You know, it's like Monday night football or Thursday night football without Carrie Underwood.
So here is BG on this second down. They're going to hand it off to Garrett Ives. He hits the hole hard, and I think he's going to pick up enough for the first down here. We'll see where they spot it. Down just inside the 20-yard line for BG. Yes, they're going to move the chains.
It seems to me that they will continue just to run it up the gut, A-gap, A-gap, A-gap. They haven't really, Oneonta really hasn't been able to stop them. You know, maybe 3-4 yards every single play. I would say let's continue to do that if I'm the BG coach.
Well, Dan Warner, wearing number 99 on the line for BG, 6'4", 320, opens up some big holes. He'll be playing football next year at Alfred State. And so far, he's opening up some good ones tonight. A QB keeper here. It looked like maybe that play broke down, but Ethan Beans tried to run it to the outside and was brought down. It looks like maybe a flag on the play.
There is a flag on the play. The line judge on the far side threw a flag. So you talk about Warner being on the line, right guard, 6'4", 320 pounds. I know a guy. I know the guy that that plays for the Colts, right guard, 6'4", 313 pounds.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're in the same ballpark, right? So all we need to do is work on some footwork, work on some hand placement, work on some speed. He's got the size.
I know he's super excited to move on and play at the next level and have a chance to continue his football career. And I know he's super happy that he has got a chance to have his senior season here this spring and playing his first game of the season under the lights here tonight in Bainbridge. So here on a first down, BG's going to run it up the middle, and this is going to be a BG touchdown. Again, just as Ed said, continuing to just run it up the gut, and that was Michael Stevens on the touchdown early here in the second quarter.
That was just a counter play right up the A-gap. So it was right behind Warner. Go follow your biggest lineman right up the hole. Nice game for a touchdown.
So BG strikes first, a 6-0 lead as Stevens is able to hammer it home with 11:13 to go in this second quarter. And it looks like the Bobcats will be going for two here after scoring their first touchdown of the spring season. Lining up, they'll have Ethan Beams, the sophomore QB, in the shotgun. He's got Ives off his right hip. It's going to be a QB keeper sweeping to the right side. He's going to try to work his way in, and they're going to say he's short. So the two-point conversion is no good. With 11:13 to go in the second quarter, we will
Flag on the play.
Okay, where was the flag? Was that on the far side? I didn't even see it there.
Right in line with the post.
Oh, I do see it, yes. So with 11:13 to go in the second quarter, BG's going to have another chance for this two-point conversion here after scoring the touchdown to make it 2-0, or maybe they won't have another chance. Looks like that one must have gone against BG.
I didn't see the call from the white hat, so early season for them as well. Maybe
right.
They forget to let us know what's going on.
We have seen a couple of flags that shouldn't have come out over the first couple of weeks of the season, so we'll let that one go as well. 11:13 to go second quarter. BG leads 6-0. We're going to pause for 30 seconds on CDO.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Law and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDL and WCDOsports.com. With 11:13 to go in the second quarter, BG strikes first. They have a 6-0 lead after a Michael Stevens, about a 10-yard touchdown run, and now BG will be kicking off back to Oneata. A little squib kick is out to the 35, and then a big-time hit along the sideline here. As there is Stevens, the touchdown guy, also delivering the hit there. Oneata will be going right to left, starting at the 37-yard line.
And that's exactly the same kick that we had to open the game. Squib kick to the right, down the field, 15, 20 yards. Let's see if we can fall on it. If not, what's the worst-case scenario? They get the ball at the 35. If we kick it out of bounds, they're going to get the ball up here anyway. If we kick it deep and they have a big return, well, you know, so the squib kick's not such a bad idea. I know a lot of the fans, a lot of the parents on the sidelines hoot and holler about it, but I kind of like it.
So with 11:05 to go in the second quarter, here is Oneata going right to left. Again, the white tops, the gold helmets, and the royal blue pants. On a first down, they're going to look to throw to the outside. This pass is incomplete here for the Jackets as it went through the hands there of Aiden Brakey. And we're now seeing Caden Halstead at QB here for Oneata on this drive.
Wide open receiver right in his hands. Took his eyes off the ball just for a split second. Down on the ground, the ball goes. So it's interesting, every single play, the corners for the Bobcats are up on the line of scrimmage right before the snap. They both jog back 5, 6, 7 yards.
So here is Oneata on a 2nd and 10. Again, going right to left. Ball is at about the 36-yard line here. And this field is holding up great so far. And there was a modified game on this field before the varsity game tonight. Still looks really good out there. So here is Oneata on a 2nd and 10. Flushed out of the pocket. Nowhere to go. They are going to throw on the run. It's complete for a first down up to the midfield line and across to the 45, down to the 42. The catch there from Aiden Brakey, redeeming himself for that drop a minute ago, and a good throw on the run by Caden Halstead.
So no one from Oneata gave up on that play. It looked like he was going to be sacked in the backfield for a loss of 5 or 10 yards. He kept rolling out, rolling out, rolling out, right, looking, 15 yards down the field. There he is, wide open, throwing the pass, catch, first down.
10:25 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for listening in tonight. It's BG with a 6-0 lead over Oneata. We're here in Bainbridge tonight for some high school football Tuesday night action. And again, we have a new quarterback in for OHS. It is sophomore Caden Halstead, and he's in the shotgun. And he'll look to roll out to his left. He wants to throw on the run, just gets it off before he's hit, and just overthrows his intended receiver, Logan Monroe, who was streaking down that left wing sideline.
So offensive line is trying to sweep block to the left on that. They're pulling a little bit to the left. The entire line pulls to the left as the quarterback rolls to the left. Defensive line for the Bobcats simply follow the offensive line down the field. And just to make sure that it's not a quarterback keep option, just don't want him to run with the ball. Let's make him throw it. Let's make our defensive backs make a play.
10:04 to go in the second quarter, a 6-0 lead for BG. As Oneata is in BG territory at about the 43-yard line. And this is Oneata with a 2nd down and 10. Two wide receivers split out to the right, one to the left. And here is the snap to the QB, Caden Halstead. He's going to pitch it to the outside. And it's going to be down to the 40 and good for a first down for Carter Near to the 30-yard line of BG, and they'll move the chains.
So one of the issues that you have when you run a 4-4, you have four down linemen, four out there, four linebackers, is the defensive end can get sealed very easily. And that's what's happening when the Yellow Jackets run to the outside. They get to seal the defensive end, the Bobcat defensive end, and that get leverage, and that allows them to pick up a 5-10-yard gain.
9:40 to go in the second quarter. BG leading 6-0, and here is the first and 10, again for the Yellow Jackets. And here is Caden Halstead at the QB position, waiting for the snap, and he'll look to hand it off. And BG zipping that play out well, knocking the ball carrier out of bounds. Good defense there by BG as Gavin Gifford was over to make the play.
Garrett Ives is playing the left inside linebacker. Every play, if he doesn't make the tackle, he's almost there. He's shooting the A gap or the B gap almost every play. I don't know if he's blitzing or if he's just reading the play and it's coming right at him, but he's in the backfield literally every play, just about to make the tackle if he doesn't.
Garrett Ives, a senior on this Bobcats team with a lot of experience, and it's showing so far here tonight. 9:20 to go in the second quarter, a 6-0 lead for BG over Oneonta. A QB keeper now. They'll look to run to the outside for OHS, but the BG defense is there, and leading the charge for BG was Ethan Gregory, wrapping up the quarterback, Caden Halstead.
Gregory did a nice job maintaining leverage. When you have a sweep, be it the quarterback or a running back, you must maintain outside leverage. You cannot let the running back get outside of you. In other words, you can't allow him to get closer to the sideline because all of your help is in the middle of the field. So you want to turn him back to the middle of the field where you have help coming.
8:45 to go in the second quarter. BG leading Oneonta 6-0. Jackets on the drive. A third down at about 8 to go, deep in BG territory. They're going to throw a nice-looking ball here, but it is overthrown looking for Josh Naziza, and he would have had to have been about 6-7 to pull that one down.
Yeah, just a throw-in necessity. Just need to get rid of the ball, and let's live for another down here and see what happens.
So, Ed, here we are, fourth down for the Yellow Jackets. The ball will be just inside the BG 30-yard line. You maybe go back to one of these sweeps. They've been so successful going to the outside. What do you think the Jackets decide to do here in four-down territory?
It's going to be a sweep right with an option to pass with, who is that, number 10 or 11 with a down and out?
Yeah, I think they could go with Brakey or Naziza, that's for sure. The BG crowd stomping on the bleachers here, trying to get the Bobcats fired up. So here we go, a fourth down and about 8 or 9 to go. The snap is low, but Halstead is there. He's able to throw to the outside and just overthrow Dalton Wells, who was streaking to the sideline right around the first down marker. Turnover on down, so the BG defense comes up again.
And exactly as we had anticipated, shotgun pass, shotgun snap to the quarterback, roll out right, just like they did before. Two other times they threw that exact same pass. The first time he dropped it, second time he caught it for a gain of about 15. That time was just a little short and turnover on down, came up short on the pass.
8:30 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned. At the end of the second quarter, we'll have our Parabito Energy product halftime report. Remember, you can beat the heat this summer with ductless air conditioning, the perfect addition to any home. For a free quote, you can call Parabito at 800-934-9480. Parabito, keeping you comfortable at home. So here is BG going left to right. They're going to hand it off in the backfield. Here's Michael Stevens, tripped up, broke the initial tackle, but then brought down at the line of scrimmage. Is BG starting at their own 25.
Very slow play. I don't think that BG has enough speed to let a play take that long to develop. They've got a decent-sized offensive line. Let's run it up the A-gap. Let's run it right inside. Run it behind Warner. Let's get 3, 4, 5 yards every single play.
8 minutes to go in the second quarter. BG protecting his 6-0 lead. Again, as they go left to right, they got the navy blue tops, the navy blue helmets, and the gray pants here tonight on their home field. And now they will fumble here, and the quarterback, Ethan Beams, is going to have to fall on it. And they'll lose some yardage there. It's going to be a third down and long after that little drop there for the Bobcats.
Combination of a low snap, it was below his knees, and Beams had his head up looking, what am I going to do with it? Where am I going to go with it? Took his eye off the ball just for a second and lost control.
smart that he just decided to fall on it, I think, though. Could have been dangerous if he tried to pick it up and run there with 7:20 to go in this second quarter. A 6-0 lead for BG. Third down and a long way to go here for the Bobcats. They're deep in their own end now. They're going to try to run it up the middle, and the OHS defense is there to make the tackle, and leading the charge here for the Jackets was Lewis Lanici, and he did a good job to wrap up the ball runner.
So it'll be fourth down, but not until after they picked up three or four on that play, and that's what I'm talking about. Right up the middle, right up through the eight gap, probably their best play that I've seen so far.
So here's Ethan Gregory. We'll see if he can get off another good punt here for the Bobcats. And snap was a little out of control. He's going to have to try to tuck it and run. Gregory to the outside, and he has nowhere to go. And Oneana's going to tackle him at about the 30-yard line. I don't know if that was designed to do that or if he just had a bad snap and had to take off.
I don't know. I'm watching the coaches to see if they're irate, but pretty poker face. I don't know. It doesn't look like he's got the speed that you would want out of a punter if we're trying to pick up 14 yards and, at your own 20-yard line. That's a pretty gusty call.
So here's Oneana picking up at their own 20-yard line. The snap was a little to the outside, so I thought maybe he just decided to run. But
I think he still had plenty of time to punt. But
so here is OHS picking up pretty much right where they left off. Punting outside and picking up about 4 yards on first and 10. A few feet keeper there for Caden Halstead with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for BG, and they lead Oneata.
But BG, I'm thinking on defense, what am I going to do to stop these? Maybe I go to 5 down linemen, I'm going to nose guard right over the ball, and move my 2 defensive ends outside a little bit. It'll be easier for them to get leverage, maintain that leverage, and not let the ball get into the outside.
So here is Oneata with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. This is going to be about a 2nd and 7 to go. They are inside the 30-yard line. They want to throw again. Throw to the left side. They have the receiver open, but overthrown. There was Logan Monroe. Otherwise, he could have maybe walked in for a Oneata touchdown.
He was wide open at the 5-yard line, slightly overthrown. Other than that, just off his fingertips, so close to touchdown.
5:52 to go in the second quarter. Again, a 6-0 lead for BG over Oneata. Tuesday night football. And, I tried to look back. Maybe we did one of those. They have the crossover games for sectional sometimes if you don't make the normal football playoffs. Saw some Wednesday and Thursday games, but as far as I know, it will be the first Tuesday game we've seen on WCGO, and we're glad to be here for it tonight. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Here's Oneata on a key third down. It looks to sweep it from the outside for a tackle. They got a first down and more. Here's Aziza down to the 10 to the 5. He's going to walk in for an Oneata touchdown, getting to the outside, but we do have a flag on the play.
Right at the 3-yard line, right where there was a Bobcat defender. Could be a hold of some type. So on that play, the interior linebackers for the Bobcats were both blitzing, had their hands wrapped around the ball carrier in the backfield, could not make the tackle.
And it's going to be against Oneata. And so that touchdown for Naziza is going to come back. That's unfortunate if you're an OHS fan with 5:43 to go in the second quarter.
You know what I like to see? I like to see Timmy standing on the sideline.
Yes.
For anybody that's from Cambridge or Sydney or the surrounding area, Timmy has been around, again, since you were in Dyson.
Well, he's great. I see him all the time on his bike, and he'll come up and ask about what games I'm going to.
I want to tell you a story about him.
Play. All right. So this will be 5:43 to go in the second quarter. This is going to bring Oneata down about the 15-yard line. They're going to roll to the outside and try to throw him again, but the pass is too tall. And so a second down coming here for Oneata with 5.5 to go in the second quarter.
So as you say, Tim rides his bike everywhere. He lives in Sydney, so he rides it from Sydney to Bainbridge. You see him at all the basketball games in Bainbridge. And I saw him one day, and he was walking. I said, Tim, what happened to your bike? Well, if I don't bring my bike, people will stop and give me a ride.
That's a pretty good philosophy, a pretty good theory. So.
Yeah, I've picked him up a couple of times between here and Sydney.
I picked him up in Waltham. Tim, what are you doing?
Oh, the over here in Waltham.
Couldn't get
right. No. All right. Hop in.
Well, I know from time to time he has ridden his bike down to Binghamton and back. So, I mean, he's not afraid to hop on and make sure he can get to a BG game. So this will be a second down and 10, and Oneana's going to run it to the left side and in for the touchdown. No flags on the play this time, and the Jackets are in for a touchdown with Mateo Goodhue.
Goodhue off the A-gap, right through the A-gap, both hands on the ball, protecting that ball. Want to make sure we get the touchdown, get the 6 points this time. No flags on the play, 6-0.
And so the Jackets, after having that last touchdown call back, are able to run it right up the middle and score with Mateo Goodhue. Now they will be trying to kick the extra point here with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. They're currently tied 6-6, and this looks like it's going to be a left foot kick. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is up, and it is no good. Just gone wide to the right there. The attempt on the kick for Oneonta, the left-footed kicker, and Brandon Brent. So our score is now 6-6 with 4:40 to go. Second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's Nate Lowe and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. So after that touchdown for Oneonta and Mateo Goodhue, we have a 6-6 ball game with 4:40 to go in the second quarter here under the lights tonight in Bainbridge. And it is a perfect night for some spring high school football. And so Oneonta will be kicking off. Little squib kick up the middle is fielded by Garrett Ives at the 30-yard line. He'll muscle his way out to the 35. That was a good catch there right off the ground. Kind of a hot ground ball there for Ives. Returns it for about 3 or 4 yards for BG.
So we've had three kickoffs and three intentional squib kicks. Seems like could be a trend.
You know my good friend Rich Turnbull, the athletic coordinator at Norwich. He was on the air with me on Saturday, and he wanted to know. He had this question all game. Why don't they kick long? Why don't they kick long? So I'm going to have to tell him to listen back to this one.
I'll tell you, Coach Matthews and I from Sydney had this discussion 3-4 years ago about the odds of kicking it long versus doing a squib kick.
Here is BG handing off to Michael Stevens, and he is tripped up at the line at about the 35-yard line. And I know he's a firm believer, Coach Matthews, of the squib kick.
I can't remember the statistics, but I'm sure if you gave Coach Matthews a call, he'd give you a dissertation on short squib kick versus trying to kick it deep and the probability. And honestly, I think what some of these coaches, the problem that some of these coaches have, like I said earlier, is everyone's yelling at, what are you doing? Why are you kicking it so long? Kick it deep. I think, well, you know, so if you had a whiteboard, you could write it on for the parents and the coach or the, you know, the fans. The probability analysis is this.
Here is BG on a second down and about 11 to go. And it's going to be a keeper here for the quarterback, Beams. He's going to escape trouble, and he's got to get rid of it. He does, but it falls incomplete back at the line of scrimmage. With 3:45 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 6-6 between BG and Oneonta.
He wisely threw that away. He was 20 yards deep in the backfield and under hot pursuit by the Yellow Jackets. And two receivers in the area, neither one you know, were able to catch it. But still a pretty good, wise decision. Let's just throw it away. Let's live for third down.
So a 3rd and 11 for BG as they go left to right. They are at their own 34-yard line, deep here in the second quarter with 3:40 to go. We're tied 6-6. It's a good one tonight between the Bobcats and the Yellow Jackets. And now we'll have a flag on the play. I believe this one is going to go against the Bobcats. Yes, a false start.
Someone on the interior line moved just kind of a head bob type of thing. So getting a little picky right now, but that's what the rule is, and that's what they're going by.
So this will be a 3rd down and about 15 to go for the Bobcats with 3:38 to go in the second quarter. And so BG here on this 3rd down, we'll see what they dial up as they try to just play the field position game here at the moment. and keep this a 6-6 game.
It's going to be a little tricky because they really haven't had any success with anything other than running up the middle, and that usually gets 3, 4, 5 yards. So he looked at his wrist coach, so this is going to be some type of a pass play, I would think.
Here's Beans. He's going to hand it off to Ives, who hits the hole hard, gets back up to about the 35, and so BG is going to be counting on Ethan Gregory, I believe, to get one of those booming punts this time with 3 minutes to go.
So they do run the best play that they have, right up the middle, right behind Warner. But 3-4 yards when it's third and 15 isn't going to cut it.
And so BG will be punting it away again here with Ethan Gregory. And Oneonta will be waiting back deep. Gregory this time is going to get the good snap and gets a little curve ball off. Bounces at the 40, takes a BG bounce down to about the 32-yard line, and the Jackets are going to fall on it here, but the Bobcats were right there as well, waiting to see if maybe that one would pop three for them. So with 2.5 to go in the second quarter, we're tied 6-6 here between Oneonta and BG. We'll keep it right here. Nate Ball and Ed Curley with you tonight. We'll have the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Normally, we'd be looking around for some other scores, but on a Tuesday night, this is the only game we have in town, so appreciate you listening in. Again, we will have Thursday football as well as Sydney hosts Walton, again, for a 7 o'clock kickoff up on Turf Field at Sydney Alumni Field.
I've been tripping over this cord to this microphone. Why is it that you have a nice headset and I have headphones and a omnidirectional microphone from 1957?
Well, we're going to have to talk to the big guy at WCDO, Mr. Craig Stevens, and ask him that question.
I'll finish that thought right after this.
Here is Oneonta running the sweep with Naziza to the 35-40. He's got some room to work with. Naziza to the 50 and hauled out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. He's into BG territory with 2:20 to go, but there's that flag again.
A nasty yellow flag, probably a hold, I would imagine. BG's going to have to do something to control the outside. They're just every play is a sweep and every face mask.
Oh, and it's against BG here. And so Naziza, I was just going to say, I felt bad for Naziza. He had the touchdown taken back, a couple of nice runs taken back, but I'm sure they'll take this yardage here late in the second quarter.
So what do you think to get a headset like what you've got? Headset, microphone, all my arms are getting tired from holding this microphone.
I know, and I feel bad for all my color guys.
So do you think that, you know, maybe Craig could, you know, what does he play, like the video games that he has at his house, like Zelda or something?
Yeah.
What does he play from, like, the 80s? So he's got to have a headset at home, right? What would it take for him to, the headset that he has for his video games is better than what I'm using right now?
You know, I've brought it up to him many a time, but, you know, if he's not the one having to use it out here. It seems to go on the back burner occasionally. We like picking on Craig. Here's a run to the outside for Oneonta to the 20, down to about the 15. A huge collision over on that far side. And good to see everybody pop up out of there. But the QB, Caden Halstead, again with a good pickup for the Yellow Jackets.
Close to a first down, and I don't know.
They've
made no signal.
Yeah, they have not moved the chains here yet.
Taking their time.
It's about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It looks like they might be a little bit short here.
Okay.
Second down and one to go. And this would be huge for the Yellow Jackets if they could punch one in. We're under 2 minutes to go now in the second quarter. They are looking to take the lead into the halftime break as they go right to left. They are in the red zone down to about the 16-yard line going right to left. So here are the Yellow Jackets with the ball. The snap is low. Halstead fields it nicely. Runs to the outside. Now he's going to cut back to the middle. He's on the run. Scampers to the left side. Try to get around the defender down to the 5-yard line. BG trying to push him out. He leans, and he is in. Gets it over the pylon. And that is a touchdown for Oneonta. But we do have a flag. But it was well after he got in with a minute 30 to go.
It might be a celebration flag. He didn't really celebrate, though. But
yes.
I'm not sure what that is. I can tell you that he may not be the fastest player, but he's certainly elusive. He can run left and quickly go left, go right, go left, go right, and that's what he did. He started out of the right side, cut up the field, cut left again, cut right, cut left, and got in the end zone. But what is the penalty?
Have not seen an official signal yet, although Oneonta is going to have to back up here. Also, an unsportsmanlike penalty here against the Yellow Jackets. I didn't really see anything in particular there.
He celebrated just, I don't know, I mean.
Could have been something we missed.
Like, yeah, could be.
Oneonta leads 12-6 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And so they're going to go for two, but it is out by about the 15-yard line, I would say, here for the Yellow Jackets. So they'll be going for two, but they have the lead late here in the second quarter on the road in Bainbridge. Waiting for the snap in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split to the left and two to the right. Halstead's going to want to throw. Puts one up into the back of the end zone. He has Naziza, and it is good for the two-point conversion.
What a throw. What a catch. Threw it right to the end line. He couldn't have thrown it 1 foot more or 1 foot less. Perfect throw, perfect arc. Two-point conversion is good.
So Oneonta now leads BG 14-6 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull and Ed Curley with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. After the touchdown and the two-point conversion for Oneonta, the Yellow Jackets now lead the Bobcats 14-6. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And so Oneonta will be kicking off, and we'll see if BG can muster anything up here before the halftime break.
Another squib kick coming.
We'll see. This one, yes, kind of a line drive. Nicely fielded by Garrett Ives. Runs to the 35 and quickly gets out of bounds as BG is going to try to squeeze everything they can out of this last minute 28 to go in the second quarter.
Almost exactly the same kick as the previous kickoff. Right to Ives. This time Ives decided to run to the right, run out of bounds of the ball. Last time he ran to the left and picked up maybe 2 or 3 yards.
I have been impressed with all the squib kicks here tonight as BG's going to take a timeout, but we'll keep it right here. I haven't really seen anybody fumble it. You know, oftentimes you'll see kind of a bouncing ball and someone will fumble it off their hands. And correct me if I'm wrong here, I do believe Coach Matthews always used to say that too, that they were hoping maybe they'd get a lucky bounce and then they'd have really good field position.
Right, and in that position, you generally have linebackers or maybe some tight ends playing that position. And so, yeah, tight ends are supposed to be able to catch the ball, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have great hands, right? So you've got linebackers that play there, and you just have people that aren't used to handling a ball coming at them at that speed or handling a bouncing ball, which makes it even worse. So, you know, the chances of error are pretty high when you have someone that's trying to field a ball that doesn't do it on a regular basis.
1:27 to go in the second quarter. 14-6 is the score, and it is Oneonta leading BG. Bobcats taking a timeout to have a quick word with head coach Israel Lormer, and we'll see what the Bobcats can do with limited time left here in the second quarter. And so BG will be getting the ball to start the third quarter as well. Keep that in mind. Play breaks down, and running up the middle is the QB, Ethan Beams, brought down after a gain of about one on the play.
Another pretty slow developing play is a cross buck. So we had two fakes, the two different running backs, and then a quarterback keep. And I'm not sure that we've got the speed that is necessary to continue to run that. They ran up the A-gap, good place to go. That's the best gap, that's the best hole, that's where they've had the most success. But I think the play is just a little bit too long in developing.
50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Clock continues to move down. 14-6 is the score as BG trails here on their home field. Another QB keeper here for Ethan Beams. Brought down after about a gain of one or two on the play. So we're going to have third down at about six to go. BG going left to right. They're on their own 40, trailing 14-6. I think they're going to be able to maybe get one more play in before the halftime break.
So at halftime, BG's going to have to figure out what can we do other than run A-gap. How can we get through the B gap? How can we run C gap? How can we get around the outside? How can we make a pass completion? Let's do some little things. Let's do the little things right, and big things will happen. And that's what I used to tell all the peewee kids that I would coach, or the modified kids. Let's just do the little things right. Do the little things right, and big things will happen. And looks like we're going to halftime.
Yeah, BG elects to not take that last play. And so our halftime score is Oneonta 14, BG 6. We got a good one here tonight in Bainbridge. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. For Ed Curley, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.